Today's daf is Yevamos daf Mem Beis, and we have 13 lines from the top of daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis Elo Mishum Derabbi Yosi. So the Mishnah daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph began with a halacha in Hilchos Yevamos that states that Hayevama loy tachloitz veloy tisyabim ad sheyeshlo shloisha chadashim. The Yavam is not allowed to do neither Yibum or Chalitza until 3 months pass from the time that the Yavama falls the Yibum. Until 3 months pass, the halacha is that the Yavam is not allowed to do Yibum and the Yavam is not allowed to do Chalitza. And the Gemara said that I understand why the Yavam is not allowed to do Yibum for 3 months. The reason is because there's a concern that maybe the Yavama, although right now it looks like is not pregnant, really is pregnant. And within the next few months, maybe we will find out that she's pregnant. She's going to give birth to a child. The child is going to be a bar kayama, which will mean that this woman was never really a yavama, because the only time a woman is a yavama is ki yeshfu achim yachtov umes achad mihem uvein einloy. And in the event that she's not a yavama, she's an eshes achshaloi b'makam mitzvah. And not only is there not a mitzvah yibum, but to be miyabim such a woman would be a terrible, terrible avera. So to prevent a situation like that from happening, we tell the yavam, wait 3 months. Like this, we will be able to determine with 100% certainty whether or not the yavama is a yavama. And then afterwards, you'll do yibum. So the fact that the Mishnah said, loy tisyabim for shloisha chadashim, we understand. Aber feit gemara, loy tachloitz amai. Why can't he do chalitza? What's wrong with doing chalitza? And the Gemara had a few possibilities. Ultimately, the Gemara's reasons fell short, and we pick up on that note where the Gemara is going to tell us why it is that a yavam, not only can he not do yibum for 3 months, but he also can't do chalitza. So the Gemara says, elo mishum de Rabbi Yosi. The reason is, for what Rabbi Yosi himself said, the Tanya Bilum to the Braisa, I said, was the story about the Machab with a person. Shabbalaf Ne Rabbi Yosi came to Rabbi Yosi, Amale. So he told Rabbi Yosi, Mao Lachloitz Batech Kimel. Can I do Chalitza within 3 months after the Yavama fell the Yibum? Amale Loi, Tachloitz. He said, no, you cannot do Chalitza. The Gemara, he said, "V'tachloi to mabakach." Meaning, what's the big deal? Kara olam mikra hazeh. So Rabbi Yosi said, "You want me to explain it to you? I'll explain it to you. Not only will I explain it to you, I'll explain it to you with a pasuk. It says, "Im lo yachboitz ha'ish lo kachas es yevimtoi." Then there's a mitzvah of chalitza. So Rabbi Yosi said, if you read the pasuk says there's a mitzvah to do yibum. If the yavam chooses not to do yibum, then there's a mitzvah to do chalitza. So he darshan kol oilu li yibum oilu li chalitza v'chulu, which is v'chol she'ena oilu li yibum ena oilu li chalitza. The only time there's a mitzvah of chalitza is if the person could have done yibum. But if the yavam didn't have the choice to do yibum, then there's not going to be a mitzvah of chalitza. So Rabbi Yosi said that being that within 3 months the yavam is not allowed to do yibum, so too the yavam is also not allowed to do chalitza. Because if you can't do yibum, so she's an eina oila li yibum, v'chol she eina oila li yibum, eina oila li chalitza. So Rabbi Yosi said that once we know that yavam can't do yibum for 3 months, we know memela that a yavam can't do chalitza either 3 months based on the principle of kol oila yibum oila li chalitza v'chol she eina oila li yibum, eina oila li chalitza. Now before we go vayta, the Rishonim speak out, and this is Nogeya Pasha Pshan in the Gemara, that even though Rabbi Yosi was invoking the principle of kol oila yibum oila li chalitza v'chol she eina oila li yibum eina oila li chalitza to explain why you can't do chalitza toich gimel chadashan, but this is not a classic application of the kol oila yibum oila li chalitza v'chol she eina oila li yibum eina oila li chalitza. And the reason is because the classic eino ilu yibum is where there's no mitzvah yibum at all, where there's no din yibum. So, for example, where do we see the ikur halacha of kol she eino ilu yibum eino ilu chalitza and daf chaf? The Gemara explained, and daf gimel already we saw it as well. Why is it that an erva that has no din yibum also has no din chalitza? So the Gemara said, because once there's no yibum with an erva, there's no chalitza either. Because kol she'ena oila yibum, eina oila chalitza. Now the fact that there's no yibum by an erva, that's mi ikar adin. Erva doesn't fall liyibum. In different language, there's no zikas yibum. The erva's mufka completely from yibum. As a result, he's an eina oila yibum. Kol she'ena oila yibum is eina oila chalitza. In our case, this yavama is really oila liyibum. It's just that right now, for 3 months, there's no yibum. And the reason there's no yibum for 3 months is because we have a suffix. We're not sure whether she's really a yavama. Let's say we knew for sure she is a yavama. At this point, the Gemara assumes, probably, she would be able to do yibum. So it's not that she's really not an eina oila, she's not really oila yibum. It's just that we have a suffix. And as a result, we're not allowing her to do Yibam. Said Rabbi Yossi, even in that case, we're going to say, Kol she'ein oil Yibam, ein oil l'chalitza. Meaning, not only in your classic case, where the Yavama doesn't fully Yibam at all, do we say, Kol she'ein oil Yibam, ein oil l'chalitza. But even in a case where technically the Yavama is falling the Yibam, just we're not going to allow the Yavam to do Yibam because of a suffix, maybe the Yavama is really not a Yavama, even then we're going to treat her like ein oil Yibam. The Kol she'ein oil Yibam, ein oil l'chalitza. The Rishonim refer to this as an ein oil Yibam, ein oil l'chalitza midrabanan. This is not a Raisa think example, because really midday Raisa, this Yavam is Oilu Yibam. But because we have a suffix, so we don't allow the Yavam to do Yibam, that's a Durabanan type of Ein Oilu Yibam, where we apply a Durabanan version of the rule of Kosha Ein Oilu Yibam, Ein Oilu Chalitza. Either way, that's what Rabbi Yossi said, there's no Chalitza, Toichim Chadashim. Also, Rav Chinin has the Kasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says, quote, Hasfeikos Cholzois Vele Mesiabmois. If a Safik falls the Yibam, we do Chalitza, we don't do Yibam. So the Gemara says, my Safik is, what does it mean? Ilim, a Safik Kedushin, doesn't mean Safik Kedushin, meaning, where Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven was Suffolk married, then died, left over no children. So Reuven, Suffolk wife, falls the Yibam to Shimon. Says the Gemara, why can't Shimon do Yibam? To Siabim, he should be allowed to do Yibam. The Ein Bekach Klo. Why? Because Mamanav Shach. In the event that this woman is married to Reuven, so now that Reuven died with no children, she's a Yavama, Shimon has a mitzvah to do Yibam. And if Reuven really was never married to this woman, so it comes out she's single. She's a penuya. If she's a penuya, then certainly Shimon should be allowed to be married to her. So why then is the halacha chotzois v'loy misyavis? It can't be that's what tzveikus means. Ella says the Gemara lav. What it probably means is safik shekidesh achas mishteyachos. It's talking about where Reuven married one of two sisters. He was mekadesh anisha. He doesn't know who this Isha is, but he knows it's one of two sisters. He doesn't know which one he was Mekadesh. Then the halach is that if he dies with no children, Shimon can't do Yibam. The reason is because he has a suffix who the Yavama is. And here's the problem. If he gets it wrong, then he's marrying the sister of the Yavama, who's an Achay Zekuka, Yesh Zika, and as a result, we're going to have a problem. So it's for that reason, says the Braisa, Sveikos, Cholzois, Faloy, Mesiabmois. But what's the kasha? The Ketani Chaylet says, you see, the Allah is do chalitza. L'chura, why are you doing chalitza? We should say, kol she'ena oilu liyibam, ena oilu l'chalitza. Why? Because being that this Yavam can't do Yibam, why can't he do Yibam? Because of a suffix, because he's not sure who the Yavam is, and he may be miyabing the Achay Zekuka. So it comes out, she's an ena oilu liyibam, achma suffix. If she's an ena oilu liyibam, achma suffix, she should also be an ena oilu l'chalitza. Now, this is not a regular ena oilu liyibam. Because Klape Shmaya, this sister that's the real wife of Reuven, is a Yavama, and there's no problem. But being that we don't know, we have a Safik, so at the end of the day, he can't do Yibam. He can't do Yibam Achma Safik. That should be considered Ein Oilu Yibam. We should say Ein Oilu Chalitza. And just like Rabbi Yossi said, that a Yavama during the first 3 months, because she has a suffix if she's a Yavama, because maybe she's pregnant, she's going to give birth to a Ben Kayama, we look at her as an Ein Oilu Yibam, and therefore you can't do Chalitza either. So too, in this case, we should look at the sister as being a suffix, and as a result, who's a suffix, whether she's Megudesha, should also be an Ein Oilu Yibam. The Chol she Ein Oilu Yibam, Ein Oilu L'Chalitza. That's the Gemara's Kasha, but the Gemara answers, no, Hachi Hash, it's not a Tzushtal, even though it sounds like it's a Tzushtal, but really it's not a Tzushtal. The Gemara is going to make a difference, and that's really going to get us to the final Pshat, and why there's no Yibum, and also there's no Chalitza for 3 months. So the Gemara says, because Hasim over there, Yov El Yov Yoimar, the Hakidesh Bas Chalitza, the Hakidesh Ba. Bas Chalitza of the Yibam. What would be in this latter case? Where Reuven has a suffix who he was Mekadesh. And as a result, now that Reuven died, there's a suffix who the Yavam is. If Eliyahu Navi would come and would say, this is the sister that Reuven was Mekadesh, everything would be good. She would be a Bas Chalitza of Yibam. So it comes out she is a Oilu Yibam. Now we don't know. That's because we don't know. But Im Yav Eliyahu, then we would know. So that's enough to say that we look at her as an Oilu Yibam. Meaning she's not an Oilu Yibam. But in our case, it's different. During the 3 months after the Reuven dies, the Yavama isn't Ein Oilu Yibam. Because here, Yov Eliyahu v'yoymai, if Eliyahu Navi would come and would say, Daha lo yabe, that she's not pregnant, mi mashkach bevi aminala, would we allow her to get married? We wouldn't. Because the reason is, because afilu haktana, even a ktana, the lapas yibure here, who's not possible to get pregnant, afilu hachetuich lam gimel chadashin, has to wait 3 months, because it's a din hafchanas gimel chadashin, which is going to segue us into the sugi of hafchana. But the difference here is here there's a din hafchana. And because the din hafchana, the fact that you can't do Yibam for 3 months is a din B'teras Vaday that she can't do Yibum for 3 months. Or B'teras Vaday, you can't do Yibum for 3 months. There's nothing that even Elio and Navi could tell you that would change that halacha. So that's really an Eino Eilu Yibum. And if you're really Eino Eilu Yibum, you're Eino Eilu L'chalitza. In other words, the Gemara is saying the reason there's no Chalitza Toich Gimel Chadashim is because he can't do Yibum Toich Gimel Chadashim. Why can you do Yibum Toich Gimel Chadashim? Because this woman can't get married Toich Gimel Chadashim because of Avchana. And because she can't get married Toich Gimel Chadashim because of Avchana, so it's for that reason she's an Eino Eilu Yibum. And if she's an Einoi Oilo L'Yibum, she's also going to be an Einoi Oilo L'Chalitza. So really what emerges from the Gemara is that Yavama can't do Yibum and can't do Chalitza for 3 months. Why can't she do Yibum? So really there's two reasons. The original reason that the Gemara gave, because of a Safik Isra Eshazach, but besides for that, there's also an Din Havchana, which would be true even if there was no Safik Isra Eshazach. Meaning, even if Eliyahu Navi came and told us she's not pregnant, it wouldn't matter. Still, there would be a halacha of Havchana. So you have this Suffolk Eshazach, maybe she's pregnant, she's going to give birth to a proper child, it'll be a Gloy Milsim Afrei, she was never a Yavama, she was an Eshazach, Shloi B'makom Mitzvah. That's number one. And number two, there's a Din Havchana. Why is there no Chalitza? Because being that there's no Yibum, because of the Havchana part, so comes out, she's an Eino Eilu Yibum, V'chosha Eino Eilu Yibum, Eino Eilu Chalitza, and this is Halacha L'maisa, that we do not do Yibum today, regardless, but even Chalitza, the Yavama waits 3 months, and after 3 months, that's when the Chalitza takes place. Tanu Rabban and Abraisa. Yavama, a Yavama, for the first 3 months after her husband dies, she gets supported from her husband's estate. After the 3 months pass, she doesn't get supported, not from her husband's estate, nor from her husband. You would have thought that maybe the husband would have a responsibility to support the Yavama. At the end of the day, they have a Zika, but that's not enough to obligate him in Chiyuv Mezoinos. So the halacha is that for 3 months, she anyways gets supported from her husband. After 3 months pass, she doesn't get anything from her yavam. Amar b'din, what happens if the yavam was summoned to din taira and he was told do yibum or chalitza barach and then he ran away? Nizaynis mishal yavam. So then we punish, we penalize the yavam, and then the yavam has to start supporting this yavam. Laf nafluf ne yavam katan ma. He says the gemara, what would be the halacha if she fell to a yavam katan, a yavam who's too young to be able to do yibum? So it comes out she's going to have to sit around right now. So the question is, does she get supported, does she not get supported? Simi Yabam Lesle. For sure she doesn't get supported from the Yabam. He's a Yabam Katan. He can't do Yibam anyways. And as a result, he's certainly not responsible to support this woman. The question is, Mi Balmai. Should she get supported from the husband or she should not get supported from the husband? So ordinarily, an almana gets supported from her husband's estate for 3 months after the husband dies. The question is, in the event that she falls liyibam after her husband dies, and she falls liyibam to a Yabam Katan, maybe she should get supported even longer. Now, what's the shaila? So really, in order to understand the shaila, we have to understand why an almana gets supported from her husband's estate for 3 months. The short answer is, falazoi shteit in ksuba. But the question is, hagufa, why does it say that in the ksuba? And the short answer to that is, because a woman, when she's married, as long as there was nesuin, gets supported by her husband. Now that she dies, in theory, the husband's estate shouldn't be obligated to support her. It is. And the reason is because after her husband dies, she's not free to get married yet. There's a din havchana. She has to wait 3 months before she's able to get married. Because she has to wait 3 months before she's able to get married, and the reason she has to wait 3 months is because of the husband. So we look at it as if the husband is the one that's stopping her from being able to get married. Therefore, it's his achrayas, and therefore the halach is he has to support her. Once 3 months pass, she can get married. At that point, it's not something he's holding her back from, and as a result, if she wants to get married, she could, if not, not, but it's not his responsibility, and therefore his estate is not obligated to support her. In the case of Yibum, where the halach is that the Yavam is not ready to do Yibum now, it comes out that this woman's vaiter not going to be able to get married, even past the 3 months. Why? Because she's a Yavama. And it says in the Torah, now what's not allowing her to get married? It's her marriage to her original husband. It's Reuven. He's the one that's not allowing her to get married. So being that Reuven is the one that's not allowing her to get married, even though more than 3 months pass, so therefore the Gemara has it said that maybe Reuven's estate should be responsible to support her. Because why does the estate support the woman for 30 days? Because it's the husband that is not allowing her to get married for these 3 months. Not 30 days, 3 months. It's because it's the husband that's not allowing her to get married for those 3 months. So new over here, the husband's not allowing her to get married even for longer than 3 months. So maybe the state should be achroi. So the Gemara says, the bottom line is, speaking about Ravacha, Ravina was machalik, Ravacha, Ravina, Chadama, one said Isla, she gets supported, Chadama, the other one said Lesla, she doesn't get supported, Hilcha, so what's the halacha, Lesla, she doesn't get supported, Mishmaya Kinsua, we look at her as if she was punished from Shamayim, the fact that she's stuck stuck now and she has to wait to get married, which affects not only her hilchas ishus, but also affects her ability to be supported. This is something that was a punishment in Shemayim. The halach is she's not supported from her husband's estate. Another braisa. Tanu Rabbanan. Yevama shechol su la'achin betoich shloisha. So again, Yevama falls to Yibam, so the brothers are not allowed to do Chalitza until after 3 months. No Yibam, no Chalitza. What happens if the Yevama received Chalitza within 3 months? So the halach is, Tzricha lahamtin shleisha chadashim. She's not free to get married. Just because she got Chalitza, she still has to wait until the 3 months pass before she's able to get married. La'acha gimel. If the Chalitza was done after 3 months, which is when it's supposed to do, ain't Tzricha lahamtin gimel chadashim. She doesn't have to wait another 3 months. Meaning, there would have been a halamin, as we're about to see, that maybe a woman has to wait 3 months after she receives chalitza, before she's able to get married, Talmud Loimar, she's not obligated to. Heavy Hagimel Chadashin Sha'amru, this is another way of saying that the 3 months that Chazal said is Mishas Mises Abal, Veloy Mishas Chalitza Sayyavam. That a Yevama has to wait 3 months before she gets married, but it's 3 months from when the husband died, not 3 months from when she received chalitza. In other words, our Mishnah was talking about Yevama. At what point is the Yavam allowed to do Yibam, and what point is it allowed to do Chalitza? So the Yavam can't be Miyabim until 3 months. Once he can't be Miyabim for 3 months, like Rabbi Yossi said in the beginning of the Daf, Kol She'enoi Libim Enoi L'Chalitza, you can't do Chalitza for 3 months either. Seder. What about once she receives Chalitza, marrying someone in the Shuk? So says the Gemara, that as soon as she receives Chalitza, as long as the Chalitza happened more than 3 months from when the husband died, meaning as long as 3 months passed from when the husband died, at that point she's free to get married right away. So the Gemara, I don't understand why that's the case. Maishna mi get. Why is this different than a get? The Rabbi, my Rabbi said mishas nesina. Vishmula, mishmul said mishas kisiva. When a woman gets divorced, she has to wait 3 months. But there was a very, very, very important machlokes Rav and Shmuel when we start counting the 3 months. Rav said we start counting it mishas nesina from the time that the husband gave the get to his wife. Shmuel said we start counting it mishas kisiva from the time that he physically wrote the get. Says the Gemara that according to Rav that says you give it Mishas Nesina, couldn't you make the argument that the Yevama should not be allowed to get married until 3 months pass from the time that she received Chalitza? What's the Tushtal? Because we know Chalitza is to a Yevama what Gerishin is to a married woman. And we know there's so many similarities between Chalitza and Gerishin. Oh, Grusha is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Chazal said, Chalutza is not allowed to marry a Kohen. You have Kroivas Grushasoi. You have Kroivas Chalutzasoi, like we saw in the previous few Dafin. So too, it would make sense to say that if a woman has to wait 3 months to get married from when the time she receives the get, maybe she should also have to wait 3 months to get married from the time that she receives the Chalitza. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. It's Mavur not, but Maishnami get. And for the Gemara, my Rav said, I'll tell you the difference. Kalvachimer. It's based on a Kalvachimer. Because Issacharis Itarto. If you matted the Issacharis 3 months after the brother dies, Isalav like Holshkein, then certainly you have to be mounted to Isalav. What does that mean? When Reuven dies, Shimon is allowed to be Miyabim, his Eshazach, 3 months later. Even though Eshazach is a Shail of Karis, but once 3 months pass, at that time it's Mutter. So Madach, 3 months from Nisas Reuven is enough for Shimon to be able to do Yibam, which is a question of Issacharis. So Kal V'chomer, 3 months will be enough. If she now wants to get married to someone from the Shuk, where all it is a question of a loisase, of loisia eshes ames achutza lirzar. So the Gemara says that even though it's true in Sfarah, you can argue that chalitza should be like a get, but at the same time, there's a kal v'chomer that contradicts that comparison, because it's a karis hitartis, a lovely koshken, and therefore the halach is that as long as 3 months pass from the time that Reuven died, even if it wasn't 3 months from the time of the chalitza, the halach is she's going to be allowed to get married. Going back to the Mishnah, Mishnah said, v'chein shar kol anosh. So we said a Yevama has to wait 3 months before Yibam, Yevama has to wait 3 months before Chalitza. V'chein shar kol anosh. And then the Mishnah said, the same is true for other women, not Yevamas. Forget about Yibam and Chalitza. A woman was married, she was divorced, she became an almana, she has to wait 3 months before she's able to get married again. Zokta gemar. Bishleim Yevama k'damar. I understand why a Yevama has to wait 3 months. Why? Because of a chashash eishesach. El shar kol anosh. But why do these other women have to wait 3 months? Amar Nachman Mashmul. Rav Nachman said it, the name of Shmuel Bishum the Amar Kra. It's based on the following pasuk, and this pasuk is in Parshas Lech Lecha. The context is the parsha of Mila, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, "I'm giving you a mitzvah of Mila, and the purpose is liyos lechal leilekim ulezaracha." And we learn from this pasuk, lahavchim bein zareh shel rishon lezareh shel sheni, that the only time HaKadosh Baruch Hu says liyos lechol elikim al bimashra ma'ishchino is if it's lazarach acharecha, when you know who your children are. So we know if a child that's born his father's Reuven or his father's Shimon. But if there's a Safek who the father of the child is, then it's not Lizarach HaCharecha, it won't be Lias L'Chalei L'Kim. So Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, you want to know why you have to wait 3 months, because if you're not going to wait 3 months, if a child is born, there might be a Safek who the father of the child is. Meaning, this woman was married to Reuven, and within 3 months, she got married to Shimon. Then she's going to have a child a few months later. You're not going to know, is Reuven the father of the child, or Shimon the father of the child? So, we have to wait 3 months. And why is that important? Pasuk in Lech Lecha. Lio is Lecha Leilekim, ulizarach achrach. Masa Rabba. Rabba asked the kasha, lefichach, the halach is, as it relates to these dinim, and this is a teiseft, it's a braiso, if you have two people that were married to each other, they were non-Jews, and then they were both megayer. He was megayer, and she was megayer. The halach is they have to wait 3 months. What's the kasha? Why do you have to wait 3 months for here? L'chaira, we know for sure the father is. The father is the same person. It's the same father, same mother. It's true they were megayer in between, but we know who they are. So why would you have to wait 3 months? What's the avchana? Someone says, "Hachanami ikel avchin." There is avchana between zerah shemizu b'kedusha lezerah shel nizra b'kedusha. You have to be mavchin between the bia that happened when they were not Jewish versus the bia that's happening now that they were Jewish. You have to know the status of the child. Is the child a yid? Is mother Jewish? Is father Jewish? So there is a din of avchana. Because of the din of avchana, that's why you have to wait 3 months. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, you want to know why there's halacha of waiting 3 months? It's based on a pasuk, liyos l'chalei loikim ulezaracha acharecha. We have to be mafchim ben zari shal rishon lezari shal sheni. Rava said a different tarets. He said gzeira shema yisa sachoisim yaviv. Rava said, you want to know why you have to wait? It's not based on a pasuk, but it's in svara. You have to know who the father of a child is, because if you're not going to know who the father of the child is, it can end up to real problems. You can end up having issues of erva. There could be situations. For example, it could be this man will end up marrying his sister from his father, meaning his paternal sister. If he doesn't know who his father is, he might think, for example, that the second man, Shimon, is his father, when really Reuven was his father. Now, he may go and marry Reuven's daughter, not through his mother, but through some other woman, thinking that he's Shimon's daughter. So Reuven's daughter from a different woman is not related to him. Turns out that really he's Reuven's son, and he just married Reuven's daughter, which means he married Achoy Semiyavim. In which case, this child may end up marrying an Erva, or V'yayabim Eshasachim Me'imai. The baby may be a mix-up as far as Yibam goes. V'yayitziyasimai L'shuk. He may cause his mother to just get married to Shuk, thinking that there's no Yavim, when really he's the Yavim. V'yiftar Esivimtai L'shuk. Or may pater the Yavam L'shuk. I Rashi, exactly what these things mean. But the bottom line is, Rav is saying there's four potential disasters that can happen in the event that a child doesn't know exactly who his father is. And because of all these situations that could possibly happen, said Rav, it's for that reason we wait 3 months. In other words, the reason we wait 3 months is because we need to know who the father of this child is. The question is, Hagufa, why is it so important to know who the father of the child is? Let's say a child is born, you don't know who the father is. Okay, I hear it's not a practical Gishmak Azach, but why is it the end of the world? Why do we have a din in Shulchan Aruch that dictates situations to make sure we know the father of the child is? So the Gemara says one of two reasons. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said it's based on a pasuk because it's only Ashoyis Hashchino when it's Ulezaracha Acharecha, and Rava said it's based on a Cheshash because all these different issues of Erva can come about if you're not going to have the situation. So the Gemara says Masir Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan asked the Kash from a Braisa. Bekulon Ani Koyrehem Mishum Takonas Erva. So the Bekulon that this Braisa was talking about is all the different situations where Chazal said they're not allowed to get married. It's usually because of an erva. We're afraid that if this woman gets married, maybe she's an Eishes Ish, and she's going to end up getting married when really she wasn't allowed to get married. Usually when we say a woman can't get married, it's because of an Isser Erva. V'kan, but when it comes to waiting 3 months, Mishum Takanas Va, as long as you do it erva, it's related to the child. So what's the kasha in Isa, if Rav is right, that what's the issue of waiting 3 months? Because if you don't know who the father of the child is, a man that marry a sister, etc., 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 so kulu mishum takana servo, that comes out, this is also mishum takana servo. I mean, bishlam, according to Nachman Amar Shmuel, that the reason wait 3 months is because it's a din, you just have to know when a child is born who the father is, otherwise they may not be ashoyis hashchino, liyos l'chalei l'kim l'zarach acharecho. So if that's the case, that taka has nothing to do with erva. That's takanas avlad. But according to Rava, even takanas avlad is really all about erva. It's all about making sure that there's not going to be any Gilui Arayos here. So if that's the case, what's this Braisa that's making a distinction between women that are not allowed to get married and this woman that's not allowed to get married? Bekulon, it's Mishum Takana Zerva. Vikan, what do you mean? Vikan is also Mishum Takana Zerva. It's because of an error is going to happen. So the Gemara gives a teretz, says the Gemara, no. Really, when we say here that it's Mishum Takonas Vlad, Hai Mishum Takonas Vlad, when we say Takonas Vlad, it means that we're afraid that the child is going to be Pagei Be'erva. Meaning, Bekulon, usually when we say that a woman's not going to get married, it's because we're afraid that she herself is going to engage in Erva. Over here, it's not that she's engaging in Erva, she's getting married. There's no Erva on her. The problem is she may have a child, and the child is going to cause the Erva. So, Enochanami, according to Shmuel, the distinction between all the times a woman's not allowed to get married and this woman that's not allowed to get married is very dramatic. It's very mikata alakata. Usually it's related to Erva. This has to do with Yichas. It's a completely different halacha. But the way Rava would learn the Braisa is really everything is related to Erva. The question is it the Erva of the mother or is it the Erva of the child? But the Gemara continues. So we just learned the Makar to the Din of Avchan. Very important Gemara. Gemara that's quoted throughout Shas, a concept that underpins many halachas in Shas, and that is once a woman's married, she has to wait 3 months before she's able to get married again. Why? So we now know the sources. Machlokes Amoraim. According to Shmuel, liyos lechala likim lezaracha acharecha, ein shchina shayre ela avadoim. So you have to know who Yichus and Zer, who your father is, in order for there to be hashrayis hashchina. According to Rava, it's because of a gzeira, it's a chashash that someone might marry a sister, etc., etc. The four examples that the Gemara gave. So it's because of that we wait 3 months. The assumption is, if you wait 3 months, you're not going to have a chashash. Meaning, if a woman was married to Reuven, and then 3 months pass, so once 3 months pass, you'll know if she was pregnant or not. And being that you know if she's pregnant or not, she's going to go now, she's going to marry Shimon. So if she has a child, you know if the child is Reuven's child, you know if the child is Shimon's child. So this is a good way of determining who the father of the child is. But the Gemara faked that kasha. Why should you have to wait 3 months? Could be it's possible to work this out waiting less than 3 months. And the Gemara plays it out. Let's bishlam itam to meiz chadash b'tenasiloi. I understand why waiting 2 months is not good. Meaning, I understand why you would have to wait not 2 months, three verses still, because two can be a problem. Why? That would be your classic example. Because what happens if this woman is going to give birth 7 months after she gets married to the second man? So her husband died, she waited 2 months, and then she married somebody else, and then 7 months later she had a child. So now if she has a child, you're going to have a classic suffix. Ibar tishal lekamli, ibar shivel lebasser. You're not going to know if this child is the first husband's child and was born to 9 months, or if this child is the second husband's child and was born to 7 months. Elatamtun chaydish echavitinas. The Gemara says 2 months is out of the picture. Oh, but what about one chaydish? Why can't you wait one chaydish and then get married? Why? What's the cheshmin? Because v'ila shiva yolda, if she's going to give birth 7 months from when she had a child, hay bar shiva l'basruhu. For sure, the father of the child is the second child. Because if it was from the first child, it would have been 8 months. And we know in the times of Chazal, mothers can give birth to 8 months. So if the child's going to be born to 7 months, for sure the father of the child is going to be the second man. V'ila tamna yolda, and if the child's going to be born 8 months from when she got married, she got married 1 month after her late husband died, that means it's 9 months from when her husband died. So clearly she must have gotten pregnant at the end of her husband's life, and and the father of the child must be the first person. So Freita Gemara, why then do you have to wait 3 months? I understand 2 months is not good, but 1 month should be good. 1 month, and once you wait 1 month, everything is going to be fine. Someone says, no, if you wait 1 month, it's not for sure going to be fine. You know why? Because what happens if she gives birth to a child after 8 months? So what are you assuming? You're assuming for sure that this child is probably gonna be to the if to the second to the first. Why? Because she waited a month, and then 8 months later she had a child. So it's probably a tisha lekama, and it can't be a shmoina lebasra because people don't give birth to 8 months. But the Gemara says still ikilam the basra. You could still say that maybe it's the seconds, you know why? Because how do you know she gave birth right away? Maybe she didn't give birth right away. Maybe it took her a month until she got pregnant, and then afterwards she had her baby. So the father of the child is the second person. You can't have a baby to 8 months. She didn't have a baby to 8 months. She had a baby to 7 months. If she had a baby to 7 months, why was the baby born to 8 months? Because it took her a month until she got pregnant. So it says the Gemara that by waiting a month, you're definitely not alleviating the concern, because in the event that the child is born 8 months from when she got married, there's going to be a chashash if it's a ben tishal, a rishon, a ben shival, a achron. And as a result, you have the same exact chashash you would have if she got married to 2 months. So that's not going to be an etzah. The Gemara says that's why you wait 3 months. Waiting 1 month is not going to help you. 2 months is certainly not going to help you. So therefore, you have to wait 3 months. But the Gemara says I still have an etzah. The tamtin shnei chadashim u'mechza. She should wait 2.5 months, but tinos and get married, and that luchayra should settle everything. Why? Because the ilah shiva yolda. Because if she's going to get married to 7 months, but she's going to wait 2.5 months. If 7 months later she's going to get married, so it's 9.5, she's going to have a child. So 9.5 months from when her first husband died is when she had a baby. So obviously the father of the child is the second child, because he can't have a baby to 9.5 months. And if the child is going to be born to less than 7 months, then for sure the father of the child is going to be the first one. Why? Because the ibar basru, because if it's the second one, barshitu palgalechai, the chayrus less than 7 months can't live. So Zalkimar, perfect. Wait 2.5 months, have a child, and mamanavshach. If the child is born 7 months and later, for sure it's from the second, because it's just too long from the first. It's already 9.5 months plus. And if it's born less than 7 months, for sure it's from the first one, because you can't have a child to less than 7 months. Again, at the times of Chazal, you couldn't have a child to less than 7 months. Gemara, no, because even if it is possible that if the baby will be born to 6.5 months, that ikalameh the basru, it belongs to the second. I thought you can't have a child to 6.5 months. It's not true. Damar mazucha, mazucha said, I feel that even though there is an andamah that holds that when a woman gives birth to 9 months, it's 9 full months. It can't be less than 9 months. Everybody agrees that a woman that gives birth to 7 months can give birth on mikutam. Because the pasuk says, and we learn from that pasuk, it's referring to Chana who had a child. But when did she have a child? It was l'tkufa sayamim, and we learn that mi'at tkufa is shtayim, tkufa is 3 months. So tkufa is the minimum amount of tkufa is would be two times 3 months would be 6 months. It says tkufa is hayomim, miut yomim ishnayim is 2 days. So 6 months and 2 days is when Shmuel was born. Shmuel was born Zibala, but it was 6 months and 2 days. So you see that 6 months and change is enough for a woman to give birth to a child. So to wait 2.5 months is not going to be an etzah. Because if you wait 2.5 months and she gives birth 6.5 months later, you're going to have a safek. You're not going to know if it's ben rishon, if it's a ben tesla rishon, or maybe it's a ben shival achrin and it was born lemikutan. That's why you have to wait 3 months. But the Gemara still says, v'kamtin mashahu v'tinaseh. Why do you even have to wait at all? Just wait a little bit, a mashahu, which the rishonim say is a week or 2 weeks. Wait a little bit and then get married. And know you should do when 3 months passed from when the husband died, livdika, you should do a bedika. So Rashi says that there was a way of being baidik, doing a physical examination on a woman to determine whether or not she was a muberes. They would be baidik her dadim, and by doing that, you were able to inspect. So Tain is the Gemara, wait 3 months from when the first husband died, do an inspection, and like this, you'll know if she's a muberes. If she's a muberes, good. If not, not. But why do you have to wait 3 months for her to get married? Let her get married, let's say 2 weeks later. Wait a short amount of time. But the Gemara says, v'tamte masho. Then you'll do a bedika 3 months from when this man died. And depending on whether she shows simanim of being muberes, you'll know. Meaning, there's a way to do a physical examination once a woman is supposed to show simanim. If 3 months pass and she shows simanim, okay, so must be it's from the rishon. And if not, you'll know it's from the sheni. So the Gemara said, really, you should be able to do that. Abba Amar Rav Safra said, ain't baidkin asanasuos shlo yiskanu abalein. We don't do bedikas to married women because it's gonna be something that her husband's not going to appreciate. And for Shalom Bayis, we always want to be Mechavav Isha Abayla, not Shetizgana Abayla. And it's for that reason that's something we don't do. Amar Rami Bar Abba, but I mean, Abba Feit the Gemara, Benivdika Beilucha, but there's another Eitzah. Apparently, there was another way to inspect a woman to see if she's pregnant, and that is make her walk. So we'd have the pregnant woman walk, and depending on how she walks, you were able to tell whether she was pregnant or not. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama said that's not an Eitzah either, because Isha Mechapa Atzma Kadesh Yirish Beno Benichse Baal. That's something that a woman is able to cover up for. Meaning, even though in theory that's a good way to inspect, but it's possible for a woman to cover it up. And we're afraid she might do that. And the reason is because this woman is incentivized for people to think that the father of the child is her current husband, not her late husband. The reason is because the current husband, if he thinks that this is his child, he's going to take care of her. So being that he thinks he's going to take care of her, so it makes sense that if it's his child, he'll take care of her. So this is something that she's going to want to do. And therefore, we don't trust that the test is going to work out. Meaning it's not foolproof. It's something that a person can fudge if they really wanted to. And being that we think this woman's going to be motivated to do it, that's not a good bedika. And therefore, there is no way to be bedik. The only thing we can do is wait. How long do you have to wait? A month is not going to work. 2 months is not going to work. Even 2.5 months is not going to work. So ultimately, the amount of time that you're going to have to wait is you're going to have to wait 3 months. So this gemara that we just learned is the makar to the halacha of avchana. Really, the Mishnah Mem Aleph is the makar as far as Mishnah goes to the halacha of avchana. And we have two makaris. We have Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, and we have Rava. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel learned it from a pasuk, "Liyos lechalei lekim ulizaracha acharecha," and Rava learned it from more of a svara, that if a person not going to know who his father is, it can end up being a problem in terms of different inyanim of erva. But the site of waiting 3 months is that we're afraid that maybe this woman will become pregnant, and as a result, there's going to be a suffix who the father of the child is. The Gemara now is going to pivot a drop. The Gemara is going to discuss the fact that a man is also not allowed to marry a woman that we know for sure is a Mubaris. Meaning, we're talking about not marrying a woman because of a suffix she might be Mubaris, and you're going to end up having a situation. If you know for sure a woman's Mubaris, it's also asa to marry her. Now, that can't have anything to do with Avchana, because then you know exactly who the father is. There's no suffix. The suffix is when you marry her and you don't know whether she's Mubaris. Now, all of a sudden, she's Mubaris. She was with two men, so you have a suffix who the father is. But if she's Vaday Mubaris, it can't be Avchana. And still it's Aser. So the Gemara is going to, again, pivot a little bit and discuss this halacha, which is Me'inyan Le'inyan. So the Gemara says, Hecha Dekimla De Mubaris. When you know for sure a woman's Mubaris, Tinasi, the Chush, she should be able to get married. There's no issue of Safik, there's no problem with Avchana. All the reasons we just gave are not applicable. Alam Atanyas, if that's the case, why'd we learn in a Braisa? Yisa other Mubaris Chaver. A person not allowed to marry his wife's Mu'uberes, Umeinekes Chaveir, it was wife's Meinekes, Vinavar, Vinasa Yaitzev, Layachso Elamis. And if a person did, he has to give her a get, he's never allowed to take her back. So this is like a serious, serious offense. Faith the Gemara, why? What's the problem? And clearly it's not because of Avchana, that's what our Sugya is, but that can't be the reason. So what is the problem? So the Gemara says it's for a completely different reason. Because we're afraid that maybe this woman is going to get pregnant again. So you're going to marry a pregnant woman, and she may get pregnant now a second time from this other man, which is going to damage the original child. And because of a sakani naladus, the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the reason that a person will marry Mubaris, because she may get Mubaris a second time, then the denami, a man shouldn't be Meshamish Mitasi with his own wife that's a Mubaris. And that's not the case. So the day should be a problem. So the Gemara says, no, the day is not a problem. With a person's own Mubaris, it's not an issue. In fact, we discussed this already earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Beis. It's because even Adam of Maich, the Adam that says a Mubaris is allowed to be Meshamish with a Maich, with a birth control, then the Maich, she's being Meshamish with a Maich, so she's not going to get pregnant again. The Ilam Adam and Shemayim Yirachmu, and according to the Adam that says that she's really not allowed to be Meshamish with a Maich, but at the same time, it's not an issue because Shem Ripsayim Hashem. We assume that Hashem is going to have Rachmanis on her. So that's the reason it's okay. Meaning, either either she uses a moich, so she's not going to get pregnant, or we have betachin that nothing is going to end up being a problem. So that's why a person is allowed to be meshamish mitase with his wife. That's a mubaris. But to be Meshamish, Mitase with Mubaris Chaveri, that's a problem. But the Gemara says, it doesn't make any sense. Why? Chachanami. Ilamand Amma B'moich. Quint Amma says that a Mubaris Levi Meshamish B'moich. So let someone marry Mubaris Chaveri and use a Moich. B'moich. And Ilamand Amma, Mitchamayim Yerachimu, Nu Mitchamayim Yerachimu. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, no, you're right. The difference must be something else. Not because we're afraid that she's going to get pregnant. Because B'monoshach, either he's going to use a Moich or Shayim Yipsayim Hashem. Rather, Mitchum Dechas. We're afraid that the husband, B'shas Tashmish, is going to press on the baby, and maybe the baby is going to be hurt. Again, with him it should be the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, if the pregnant woman is carrying his child, then he's going to be a little more careful. Nothing's going to happen. If it's someone else's child, then we're worried. Why? What, you think the man's just going to want to kill this child just because it's not his child? Gemara says, you're right. Different reason. Every Mubaris eventually is going to be a Meinekes. Right? In the olden days, for sure, it was assumed that a woman would give birth. The only way she was going to be able to take care of this child, or for sure the most cost-effective way, would be for her to nurse the child. So we're worried, don't we, Abra? After she gives birth, then she may get pregnant. And when she gets pregnant, u'ma'achar chalava, she's going to stop producing milk. V'kotlole, and as a result, the child's not going to have any food, and the child's going to end up dying. That's something we're worried about. So don't marry Mu'beres. For the same reason that don't marry Meinekes. It's because the Uberes will eventually evolve into a Meinekes. And if you're going to be with a Meinekes, she may become pregnant, which will cause her to stop having milk, which can end up resulting in a big sakana for the child, and that's why it's going to be a problem. Yehachi says the Gemara, if that's the case, didei nami. So again, we're going in circles, that a person shouldn't allow to be mishamish mitasi with his own muberis, because eventually she'll be a main nekes, or with his own main nekes for that matter, because of this chashash. The Gemara says, didei, his own child, if the child is not able to nurse from its mother because the mother became pregnant, he's going to make it up another way. He's going to end up giving the child, give the mother eggs and milk. So like this, she'll be able to feed him in another way. Says the Gemara, why do you assume that if it's her child, if something ever happens to the milk, she becomes pregnant, that he'll probably give Beitz Mechalov? So the Gemara says, no, lo yav laba. We're afraid the child is not, the husband's going to want to support his own child, but he's not going to want to support Yanim's child. Faith the Gemara of Alit Pi'ine Le Yarshim. If the husband doesn't want to support, why shouldn't she be able to then go to the Yarshim of her original husband that related to this baby, right? The baby's from the original husband, and say, I would like you to help out. Amar Abaya says she could in theory, but Isha Baisha Lovi the Bezdin, a woman's going to be embarrassed. Eventually, Vayrega says, Bana, not that she's physically going to kill the child, but the child will end up dying. And for that reason, now we say a person's not allowed to marry Muberes Umeinekes Chaveres. So again, we're discussing the halacha of Havchana. The halacha of Havchana states that if a woman is married, she has to wait 3 months before she's able to get married again. What's the reason? Machloik is Shmuel and Rav. Shmuel said it's based on a pasuk. Lias lecha leloikim ulezarach acharecha. The shechina is only shayra when you know yichus. And as a result, if a child's going to be born, you're not going to know who the father is. It's going to take away from Ashrayis Ashchina. That's a bad thing. Rava said it's more practical that if a child's going to be born and he doesn't know who his father is, he may end up being Pegeya Be'erva. That's all as it relates to don't get married to a woman within 3 months when she was married to another man. There's another halacha that a man's not allowed to marry Muberes Chaverim, Menekes Chaverim. And the reason is because we're afraid that at the time that she's Menekes, every Menekes is Menekes, and every Muberes will become Menekes. If she becomes pregnant, she'll stop producing milk and she may not have any way to sustain her child. It's so critical for a woman to be able to nurse that a man is not allowed to marry Mu'uberes or Menekes Chaver. So going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph on the bottom, which discussed the halachas of Avchana. So the Mishnah said all women have an Isser Avchana. And the Mishnah said, Echad Psulois Vechad Be'ulois, doesn't matter if she was a Psula or Be'ula. Echad Gerushnois Vechad Amonois, doesn't matter if she was a Gerusha or an Amona. Echad Nesuois Vechad Arusois, doesn't matter if she was an Asur or she was an Arusa. All these different permutations and all these different situations, it's going to be a problem. Now, the Mishnah mentioned another two shittas. Rabbi Huda argued, Rabbi Huda said that the only time it's a problem is if she's going from Nesuin to Nesuin. But if she's going from Nesuin to Erisin or from Erisin to Nesuin, it's not going to be a problem. Rabbi Huda said it's a Svar. Because what's the whole problem? We just learned it. It's Avchana. We're going to have a suffix who the father is. The only time it's going to be a suffix of who the father is if there was a bia with both men. That's only going to happen if there was nisuin with both men. If, however, there was one sad erisin, then it's not going to be an issue. Rabbi Yossi was the third sheet to mention in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yossi said that I agree with Rabbi Yehuda. However, there's one exception. I hold that an almana, even if she's an almana, mina erisin, the halacha is she has to wait 30 days, and the reason she has to wait 30 days is partially because of Avelis. She's an Aval, because her husband just died, and as a result, she's going to have to wait a little bit of time. So the Gemara is going to go through now and discuss all these different parts of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, discussing the first Shita, the Tanakama Shita, Achas Besulois, V'achas Be'ulois, Achas Gerushois, V'achas Almonois, Achas Nesuois, V'achas Arusois. Right, the Gemara, Hayniu Besulois, V'hayniu Arusois, Hayniu Be'ulois, V'hayniu Nesuois. The Chayru Besulois and Arusois are the same thing. What's the significance of a Besula? It means there was never a Bia. What's the significance of an Arusa? There was no Bia. What's the significance of a Be'ula? There was a Bia. What's the significance of a Nesua? Presumably there was a Bia. So right, the Gemara, isn't it redundant? Right, doesn't matter if she's a Besula or a Be'ula, if she's a Grusha or Almana, or if she's a Nesua and Arusa. So what's redundant? Besula and Be'ula is redundant with Nesu and Arusa. Because Besula and Arusa is one, and Be'ula and Nesu is one. That's the Gemara's Kash, Om Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Zarachi Kamar. This is really what the Mishnah means. Achas Besulois, the Achas Be'ulois, Shenes Armelu, or Shenes Kash. Really, it's one thing. Achas Besulois, Achas Be'ulois, and it doesn't matter if they became Almanois or they was Geirishin. And then we just add, Beimena Erisin, Beimena Nesuin. Erusin is explaining besulois, meaning how would it be possible that a woman's a besula if she was married already? Teretz is, she was an almana, mina erusin, or she was a grushim, an erusin. And the case of besulois is mina nesuin. So erusin is explaining besulois, and nesuin is explaining besulois. It's not a separate category. It's not besulois, beulois, erusin, nesuin. Besulois and erusin is one, and beulois and nesuin is one. Zokhti gemar. Rabbi Elazar le'el debeit ben Joshua. Rabbi Elazar once didn't go to Beis Medrash. He missed the day in Beis Medrash. Ashkech le Ravasi, met Ravasi. Tell me, what did I miss in Beis Medrash today? Amalez Rav Asi told him, Hachim Rav Yechon, I'll tell you what you missed. You missed that Rav Yechon said the following, Halacha ke Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi, Rav At, Rav, in Beis Medrash, Rav Yechon said, Halacha is like Rav Yosi, that said an Arusa is allowed to get married right away. He passed like Rav Yehuda, with, and that an Asua is allowed to have Erisin right away. Right, the only exception is you have to wait 30 days because of Avelus. But based on the laws of Avchana, if there's one side Erisin, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says that if Rav Yehuda passed like Rav Yosi, Michal de Yechida Poligala, he must have held that the Tanakam in the Mishnah is a Yachid. Meaning, we know that Rabbi Yossi is Nimukayima. We almost always pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But the Gemara is assuming that the only time we almost always pass like Rabbi Yochanan is if Rabbi Yochanan is arguing with a Yachid. However, if Rabbi Yochanan is arguing with a Rabbin, we don't necessarily almost always pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So if that's the case, if Rabbi Yochanan passed like Rabbi Yossi, presumably the Tanakama of the Mishnah was a Yachid. I mean, the Tanakama was nameless. We don't know who it is. It's the anonymous Tana. Could have been a Rabbin. Could have been all the Chachamim. If it was all the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi was taking on all the Chachamim, presumably Rabbi Yechon would not have passed like Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Yechon did pass like Rabbi Yossi, probably because he's not arguing with all the Chachamim. Meaning, Mechlal de Yechidot Bologot, must be the Tanakama, is really a Yochid. The Gemara says, in, it is. And by the way, I'll even show you, I have a Braisa that mentions the sheet of the Chachamim, the Stas Yochid. Vatanya, you learned in a Braisa, Rishahisa Rudufa. There was a woman that used to go to her father's house, and her father lived in a different city, which would require her to be away from her husband for an extended period of time. Oh, there was a married woman who was bekas with her husband, and as a result, wasn't tashmish for an extended period of time. Meaning, these are two examples of why there would not have been tashmish for a long time. Either because she was bevei savia, who lived in another place, or because of kas. Or her husband was incarcerated. As a result, there was no tashmish for an extended period of time. He's old, where he can't father a child. Or he wasn't well, so he couldn't do tashmish. She was sick. Or as soon as her husband died, she miscarried a child. So you know for sure she's not pregnant. Or she was an akara, she wasn't able to have a child. Or she was too old. Ketana, who can't have a child. Islanders, who can't have a child. In a real way, or for whatever other reason, she couldn't have a child. Still, he has to wait 3 months. Divrei Rameir, as I help Rameir. Rameir says it's always a din avchana. Even if there's no chash that a child was born, still there's going to be a din avchana. Rabbi Yehuda argues, some have the gears of Rabbi Yossi, which actually jibes better in the Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi matir le'yaris ulinasim miyad. Rabbi Yossi says, no, she's allowed to have erusin, and she's allowed to get married immediately. Because in all these cases, there's no chash avchana, and if not, there's no chash avchana, she's allowed to get married. Now, Rabbi Yossi, let's go with the gears of Rabbi Yossi, is l'shitasa in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says that even though there's an avchana, but it's only l'hafchim bein zera l'zera. So in the event that there's a tzad erusin, Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, it's going to be mutter. And the Braisi says that in the event, you know for sure that there's no issue of avchana because of all the different reasons that were given in the Braisa. So again, this is not something you're going to have to worry about. So Rabbi Yossi is l'shitasa. But the Mishnah also, the Braisa also mentions the Chelkem on Rabbi Yossi, who in our Mishnah was just the Stam Mishnah. We don't know who it was. But in the Braisa, it was Divrei Rameir. So you see that who was Mechulik with Rabbi Yossi? Not a Rabbin, it was a Yachid. Who was the Yachid? It was Rameir. He was the Yachid. And if that's the case, you see clearly that who argued with Rabbi Yossi was Rameir, and that's Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi is the Mukayimai when he argues with a Yachid, but not when he argues with the Rabbin. So Rabbi Yochanan said that even though Yachid Rabbin Malachi Rabbin passing like Rabbi Yossi must be because the Tanakam in the Mishnah is not the Chachamim, but rather it's a Yachid. And which Yachid is it? It's the Tana Rameir. Amr Rabbi Chiba Rabbo. Chiba Rabbi said, after all this, Chazav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was Chazav. He came around and he paskin like the Tanakam in our Mishnah. He paskin like Rav Meir in the Braisa. He paskin that there's always a din havchana. Doesn't matter what the situation, the variable of the permutation is. There's ebig going to be a din havchana even when there's no chash. Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, If it's true that Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer, like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba testified, mi masnisa de karma hadabe. The reason he was chayzer is because of the following braisa, which was said over in the kerem of Yavna. So what was this braisa? The Tanya, Om Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiker. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiker, said, shamati mipi chachomi perengi Yavna. I heard from the rabbis, all the sages in kerem Yavna, kulon, all women, meaning, it doesn't matter who the woman is, Tzricha Islahat and Shleish HaKadosh, and she always has to wait 3 months. Which is clearly the Shita of Rav Meir, it's the Shita of the Tanakhama and our Mishnah, it's not like Rav Yossi. So Rav Chiya bar Abba said, if Rav Yochanan was Chayz, it's probably because he heard this Braisa. He heard that Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiker said, Shamati b'chacham and b'kerem b'yavno, that all women have to wait Gimel Chadoshim, clearly implying that even if there's no chshash, that you have to be mafkir with mizera lezera, the way Chazal would convey this halacha was that every single woman has to wait 3 months. Talk to Gemara. A little bit of klali apsak from here until the end of the daf. Omele Rabbi Yirmiyah the Rabbi Zereta. Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zereta, ki aylos l'kamid Rabbi Avo, when you meet Rabbi Avo, Rami Le, you should ask him the following question. Ask him, I was like, me, I'm Rabbi Yechon, halachik Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yechon really say halachik Rabbi Yossi. That what? That as long as there's a tzad erisin, as long as there's no chshash that this woman is pregnant, then there's no din havchana. Is it true Rabbi Yochanan said halachas like Rabbi Yossi? Now before we go weiter, did Rabbi Yochanan say it's halachas like Rabbi Yossi? So in our Gemara, it seemed to be a little bit of a flip-flop. First we said Rabbi Yochanan said halachas like Rabbi Yossi. And then the Gemara said, I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, chazav by Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Yirmiyah is telling Rabbi Zreika that according to the original version of our Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan said that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, assuming that's the correct version. So ask Rabbi Avoh the following question. How does it shtit? From Rabbi Yochanan said Allah k'stam Mishnah, that we always pass like k'stam Mishnah, right? We know Rabbi Yochanan holds Allah k'stam Mishnah. V'tanana, we learned in our Mishnah, kol ha'noshim lo yinasu, v'lo yisarsu, ad shiyu lam shloish chadoshim. Achas besulois, achas be'ulois, and the end of the Mishnah is achas grushois v'achas almanois, achas nesuois, achas arusois. Right, doesn't matter what the situation is you always have to wait 3 months. Now, the first part of the Mishnah was mentioned as an anonymous Tana. And the Gemara assumes that's a Stam Mishnah. So Stam Mishnah is not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi argues on the Stam Mishnah. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that Allah is like Rabbi Yossi according to that version? Rabbi Yochanan also said that Allah is like Stam Mishnah. And here you see that the Stam Mishnah says that there's always a din avchana, even by Arus Nois, even when there is no chash, that maybe there's a child. That was the Kasha. Amalei. So Reb Zreikun, when he met Rabbi Yoich, Rabbi Avoh, he asked him this kasha. So Rabbi Avoh said, who asked you this question? That was Rabbi Yirmiyah, who had a lot of interesting questions in Shas. But Rabbi Yirmiyah was one that asked him, but he told him, the Ramalacha, whoever asked you this question, he doesn't think through things properly before he asks questions. Why? Because this Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah. Now what do you mean? It mentioned the Halacha, but didn't say who the Tana of the Mishnah is. Yeah, but Rabbi Avoh said, it's a Stam, the achar kach machloikasi. Meaning, there's a stam component to it. But after the stam, there's a machloikas mentioned. The Mishnah mentioned the Tanakama as a stam. But then it mentioned two shittas. It mentioned shittas Rabbi Yehuda, and mentioned shittas Rabbi Yossi. So that's not a stam Mishnah. That's what's known as a stam achar kach machloikas. And when it comes to that, in Allah kistam, there even Rabbi Yochanan knows Allah is not like a stam. The Amar Papa vitem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Papa, and some say Rabbi Yochanan. We're discussing. Said machloikis v'achach stam. You have machloikis, then you have a stam. Halachik is stam. So first there's a machloikis, and then there's a stam mishnah. That does haste a stam mishnah. Of a stam achach machloikis. If you first have a stam mishnah, then you have a machloikis in halachik is stam. That's not considered a stam mishnah. So it's true. Rabbi Yochanan said halachik is stam mishnah. But that's if you have either a complete stam mishnah or a machloikis mentioned in the mishnah v'achach stam. But if it's a stam v'achach machloikis, that's not what we consider to be a stam mishnah. So the Gemara says v'stamich v'azr rabavah kasve the Rab Nachum. Shamoe. Me inyan le inyan. Rav Avoh was once walking on the shoulders of his gabbai Rav Nochum. So the Gemara says, Mankit fa'azel hilchasam mine. And Rav Nochum was asking Rav Avoh different questions, and he was gathering different halachas that Rav Avoh was telling him. So bo'o mine. So Rav Nochum asked Rav Avoh, machloikis va'achakach stam mai. What's the halacha? If you have a Mishnah, first is a machloikis, then there's a stam. Is it a stam Mishnah or is not a stam Mishnah? I mean, Rav Yochanan said halachik is stam Mishnah. Is this considered a stam Mishnah? Omelis Rav Avoh told him halachik is stam. Yeah, the halacha is like stam. It's called a stam Mishnah. Stam va'achakach machloikis. What if you have first a stam, then you have a machloikis? Mai. Omelis, he told him, ain't halachik is stam. That's already different. That's not considered as a stam Mishnah. We don't necessarily paskin like it. Stomid masisa machlekes bebrayse. He asked him a third question. What happens if you have a stam in a mishnah? There's a stam mishnah, and then in the brayse there was a machlekes. My amalei alach kistam. No, we pass like the stam mishnah. Machlekes in the brayse doesn't change anything. Machlekes bemasnisa nustam bebrayse. What if you have a machlekes in a mishnah? You have a stam brayse. My, what's the alach there? Amalei. So Rav Avoh told him v'chi Rebbe lo shana. Rabbi Chiya Minayeloi. He said, Rabbi Chiya was a Talmud of Rebbe. Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis. Rabbi Chiya was Masada the Braises. Rabbi Chiya couldn't have known something that Rebbe didn't know. And if Rebbe had something as a machloikis, and then Rabbi Chiya put it down as a stam, we don't assume that the stam of Rabbi Chiya is going to ever override the machloikis of Rebbe. And as a result, we're not going to look at it as a machloikis v'achakach stam. And that was what Rabbi Avo told Rabbi Chia, that's what Rabbi Avo told Rab Nachum. The bottom line is another loaded daf. Yevamos Mem Beis is the daf that talks about Avchana. We'll see more about Avchana in tomorrow's daf. It's really Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, and Mem Gimel. So very, very yesoides to daf. And then at the end of the daf, tucked away, we had a few yesoides related to Stam V'Achakach. Some of the Kloli Apsak, Rabbi Yossi and Mukaimoy, in the beginning of the daf, we had a little bit of Yevamis tucked away. So we began with Yevamis, we ended with Kloli Apsak, but for sure, the Ikar of today's daf with the Sugyas of Havchanah.